Today, answers matter more than ever before. That's why IBM is helping businesses manage customer questions with Watson Assistant. It's conversational AI designed to work for any industry. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/watsonassistant.
All right, I appreciate Bill Plasty hopping on the show. So there's a game going on right now. Listen, we might not have live sports at the moment, but what we have is a very important tournament going on right now. It's, I think the first game, Jess, do you know if this first game, is this Sedano and Ireland?
Yeah, this is the Laker team in their Sunday whites is Sedano, and the okay. Lakers in the purple are Ireland.
And who's winning right now? Do we know?
So it is yes, we do know. It is the fourth quarter right now, with the score 32-29 with Michael Cooper just missed a three for Team Ireland. So score stays at 32-29 for the moment.
And hi, people. It's Ireland or Sedano up right now?
Sedano is up.
Okay, Sedano's up 32-29. Right, his top three, just to kind of break this down real quick, his top three, which is Kareem. And Kobe, Kareem, this is for Sedano. Kobe, Kareem, and who's his third? Was AD. That was the best three out of Ireland and Mason as well. So, yeah, that's kind of the thoughts on that one. But the games are going on, right? Who needs live sports? This is what you got. And then after this, you got Mason and Ireland that I think play each other. And then one more game, Mason and Sedano, and then they get into the championship. Okay, so if I understand this correctly as well, I think we're plugged into this game. So what's going on Twitch is also going on right now. We'll play by play.
Oh, so I'm sorry. It looks like Ireland is in the lead.
Okay, so Ireland has the lead. Okay, let's get that figured out, guys. It's very important right now.
In the bottom corner, it says Lakers.
I know. No, it's very confusing. Picture. It says LA, 34-29. Exact same logo. I mean, everything
exact same color scheme. There's no way for me to tell which one's which until Goodrich, they score.
Goodrich looks like Vladimir Redmondovich.
He looks. I didn't even know that was Goodrich. I saw him like who's that? Until I saw the name on the back, and I was like, okay.
So here's the thing. This is what I have going on right now, and we could use Twitter. Oh, somebody's saying right now, Mason should have sang the national anthem. Of course, Mason should have sang the national anthem. Very actually disappointed in Mason that he didn't come up with that idea. But this is a perfect conversation to have right now. So head coach Frank Vogel hopped on with Mason in Ireland a little bit earlier today. So I want to play some bits of that. But before I do, this is a great topic right now, a great conversation. Lakers were rolling. How good did the Lakers look before the season got postponed, canceled, however you want to put it? Lakers, I thought, were the team to beat. And this is such a critical stage. Let me always preface by saying this. Sports is secondary. We know that. There's much more important things going on in the world right now. But on a sports radio station, we're obviously going to talk some sports. So from a sports perspective, we're talking the Lakers. I asked this question to Plasky. I was curious to get his thoughts, but this year with LeBron James. LeBron James signed a 4-year deal with the Lakers. The final year is a player option. And if you look at just last year, you get that one out of the way. Nothing happened with the Lakers. LeBron got injured. This season's the first year Anthony Davis is a part of the squad. Lakers were playing as good as anybody in the league, had as good of an opportunity to win an NBA championship with any of the other of the elite teams. So what I mean by that is, let's say the Clippers won a championship. I don't think you'd be shocked. Let's say the Bucks won a championship. I don't think you'd be shocked. Let's say the Lakers won a championship. All three of those teams, but the Lakers coming off those two wins against the Bucks and the Clippers. So my question to LA is, and to Laker fans that are out there that are tuned in on the app or on Twitch or Twitter, however you guys are listening, obviously in your cars as well, is this year, this season, the best opportunity for the Lakers to win an NBA championship with LeBron James rocking the purple and gold? 877-710-ESPN is a phone number. You can also find me on Twitter at Lakers Talk ESPN. I think it's a legitimate question, and my knee-jerk reaction to this one is, LeBron is playing at such an incredible level. I mean, by the time the season stopped, I thought it was BS that 60 of 70 votes of some of the media was saying that Giannis was the MVP so far this year. LeBron has been ridiculous. I mean, unbelievable this year. As good as a season that I could remember him having, period. You know, just in general in the NBA. And I know he had some amazing years with the Cavs in Miami and everything else. But he's doing this in the Western Conference with so many other elite teams, you could say, around the NBA. And obviously in the Western Conference as well. Leading the NBA in assists. Anthony Davis playing some great basketball. And the Lakers had this fantastic chemistry that was flowing. This one, I think it's no question about it. You don't know what tomorrow holds. You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. You don't know what's going to happen next season. I do feel that this is definitely the best chance under this LeBron James regime for the Lakers to win number 17 and tie the Boston Celtics. I don't think that's unrealistic to say at all. I think that's accurate. Now, we'll see what ends up happening. LeBron said it. I mentioned it last week. Allie Clifton hopped on the show. So Allie Clifton, one of the studio hosts for Spectrum Sportsnet, but she also does that podcast with Shannon Fry and Richard Jefferson, Road Tripping. And LeBron was on that podcast. And one of the things that stuck out, you know, that LeBron said, we all assumed, hey, maybe some of this time off might be good for LBJ. Maybe some of this time off might be good for some of these Lakers. But LeBron was like, no. This is not going to help him. His body was ready. He was ready for that playoff run. His body was actually confused why all of a sudden they stopped playing basketball. But I think there's something to that. I do feel that this season might be the best shot we have at winning an NBA championship. And the fact that we don't know whether we'll have that opportunity to play for a championship, that we don't know when the season would restart, how it would look, and all that other – everything else that comes with it, that one's a tough pill to swallow for Laker fans, because there might be other teams out there. The Bucks, you might say, okay, they have another 3, 4, 5 years. The Clippers, you could say, okay, they can make a run for a few years. But the Lakers, this is kind of the window, at least with LeBron James as your centerpiece. This year and next year, but damn, the Lakers were rolling. All right, you want to be a part of that conversation, 877-710-ESPN. And let's hear from head coach Frank Vogel when we come back. Vogel hopped on with Mason and Ireland. I'll get updates on this. Jess, we got an update on Sedano versus Ireland?
So right now it is currently 41-33, Team Ireland, with about 30 seconds to go. So it looks like Ireland's going to take up the win. Kobe had a pretty bad game. Yeah. Kobe had a pretty bad game. At one point, he was a minus 10 on the plus or minus. He only had about
this is definitely
three
simulation.
Shots.
Yeah, this is definitely
simulation. But I mean, he definitely got hot towards the end there, making a couple nice shots, but it was just too little too late. Oh, there
First
he is, taking
all,
a long three.
What should have happened was they should have actually all played the game. And Mason Ireland said they've never played before. Okay, that's even better. That's exactly why they should have played the game. How great would that have been to see Mason try and run his half-court offense?
Oh, I agree. I think they all should have played. They all should have done this remotely and played together as opposed to letting the computer play it out. This is kind of expected. Let's have the real fun. The fun is watching others play, not watching the computer play.
No. I wanted to see the real thing too. By the way, I'm just going to throw this out there for everybody who's listening in their cars and listening while the game is going on. I think as the game just ended, Ireland won. I'm not bitter at all that I'm not a part of this tournament at all. You know, I just will throw this out there. My Twitter handle is @LakersTalkESPN. I do the pre- and post-game show. Not bitter at all that I'm not part of this Lakers tournament. All right, we come back. Head coach Frank Vogel is on with Mason and Ireland. We'll do that coming up next. Stay right here. This is the Sliwa Show on 710 ESPN wants to spotlight and give a shout-out to high school and college seniors for their achievements in academics and athletics. You can nominate a classmate, friend, or yourself. Here's how you do it. By the way, great idea, great local promotion that we're doing. Email the station, ESPNLAMarketing@ESPN.com. Provide your first and last name, city, school, and sport, or just post a short video of yourself or a classmate on Twitter or Instagram. Use the hashtag 710SeniorShoutout. Each of our shows, including the Sliwa Show, will highlight one of these seniors every day next week. Be sure to listen to hear your senior on 710 ESPN. Looking forward to doing that. Okay, real quick, Mason in Ireland coming in with the big boys today. Head coach Frank Vogel hopped on. It's coach talking about how the organization is handling things as far as the quarantine goes.
Well, organizationally, we're trying to be as creative as we can to be productive during this time. Understanding that it is a downtime, that I think the biggest thing for us as an organization is that we all stay together. You know, we've got a tight knit group, family type of approach within our entire organization, and we're making sure that we're checking in on each other and staying connected. And obviously, those of us that can take advantage of this time to if you're a player, to make sure we're staying in shape and staying ready, for coaches to be watching film and things like that. Making sure we're taking advantage of this time and being productive with it so that, when we resume, we're ready to go.
Let's go, coach. Let's go. Team's ready. When they're ready, or when this all finally goes down, man, how much do you think Laker fans are looking forward to getting back to basketball? It's only been 3 weeks, by the way, so who knows? Who knows how long it's going to be before we get sports again? But it's good to hear Coach's voice. I haven't heard him since, 3 weeks. We were at that game against the Brooklyn Nets, and he's doing his pregame interview and everything else postgame, but since then it's been nothing. I don't think I asked you guys to grab the clip, but I got a quick question for you, Curtis. Curtis, have you watched Tiger King yet or no?
No, I still haven't had a chance to.
You haven't had it.
I seem like I'm the only one in the world that hasn't.
Yeah, just like out of curiosity, like what have you been doing to not make time for Tiger King? Just throwing it out there.
It's just I get home, when we're done here, I get home kind of late, and then I always do other stuff, and I forget about it. It's just not actively on my mind because I haven't seen one episode yet, so I think I just haven't thought about it.
I asked the question because it came up. Mason in Ireland brought up Tiger King to coach. I mean, that's how far widespread. Jess, I know we've talked about it. How crazy is that? How far widespread this show has gone? Mason in Ireland are bringing it up to coach. Jess, you've seen the whole thing, right? You're done with it?
I finished it first week.
Yeah, Carol did it. Hashtag Carol.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Carol.
I want to make
Carol
sure.
Carol Baskins did it.
Carol did
it. I think we're all.
let's keep going here with Coach. I just thought it was hilarious. Here I am listening to Mason in Ireland, and there's like all these questions, and then it's like, all right, Coach, enough of this stuff. How about Tiger King? So another thing that Coach mentioned with Mason in Ireland on how the team is keeping in touch, how they're working out. They're doing it all through Zoom. Here's head coach Frank Vogel.
Well, one of the things we're doing is we're taking advantage of the Zoom technology and having team group workouts on Zoom led by our strength and conditioning coaching staff. And, gives our guys an opportunity to be together, to enjoy each other. We've got a tight-knit group that has really, bonded very quickly this year. And they have an opportunity to work out together and, have some competitions and talk some trash a little bit and just have some fun together and lighten the mood of what we're all going through. But the one thing that is missing from what we're able to do right now is on the court time. The facilities league-wide are shut down, and, that's a big challenge in terms of staying in basketball shape. So, we really we've asked our players to do everything they can to maintain their physical conditioning and concentrate on their physical conditioning, the cardio, the weights, every type of exercise you can do to try to stay in top shape, as well as really focus in on your diet. It's a strange time in all of our lives where we're at home all day long, and that can impact your eating patterns, and we're making sure that our guys are trying to maintain an appropriate diet and not put on weight and stay in playing shape. So focus on those two things, and hopefully we'll be able to get back onto a basketball court as soon as it's socially responsible to do so.
Let me say this. That's head coach Frank Vogel, by the way, Lakers head coach, on with Mason Ireland a little bit earlier. Let me say that anybody that is staying in good shape or in better shape during this quarantine, God bless you. I mean, how you're doing it and how you're making it happen, God bless you. By the way, we got a nutritionist coming on at 8:30. I gotta figure out some stuff from a personal level and I know we mentioned it, Curtis and Jess, I know we talked about it briefly, but listen, this is how impressive is it from some of these athletes? We were joking around yesterday. We're talking about different players. Remember when I mentioned, all right, who's on the couch, who's in the gym? And we both, all three of us thought Zion was on the couch, but we thought AD was in the gym.
Hey, I thought Zion was working out.
Well, yeah, you did. I don't know how you thought that.
Nah, it's part Zion straight
chill. What part of, yeah, Zion, I feel like it's on the couch. But, like, think about this. Think about just how important that is. Like, I've sat here. Now, granted, I do a radio show, so I'm sitting on my you-know-what, so it doesn't really matter. But think about some of these athletes. Think about the discipline you need at a time like this where it's easy going to be probably another 60 days before they're playing basketball again to stay in shape. And I know that's their job. I know that's what they're supposed to do. But I will say that when sports comes back, we're easily going to be able to figure out who was staying in shape and who wasn't. And if you guys remember, we listened to that road trip and we were playing some of those clips last week from the podcast where LeBron was on. LeBron said the same thing. Like, nobody's worried about LeBron, but it's all the other players. And it's like the question mark of no gym's open. You can't be with your trainer. We're going to find out a lot about these athletes once basketball returns. All right. So,
you'll find out who really wants that.
Okay. Give me just quick update here. Let's go back to the action right now. 17-4. What's the score? Is that what you got?
Yeah. It's 17-4 Mason. So they did a little switcheroo on us. In this game, the purple jerseys is Mason and the yellow is Ireland.
How excited do you think Mason is right now at home? Can you just imagine how excited he is about what's taking place right now? Is this game is this the Great Western Forum? Oh,
he's on the Twitch. Yeah, it is. He's on the Twitch.
It's a blowout.
So hi, Mace. I see you. I mean, you haven't commented anything, but I saw him. He was on there.
This is a blowout right now.
Look at that. Michael Thompson. Michael Thompson's going one-on-one with Shaquille O'Neal. He can't get it. Oh, he got the foul on him, but no basket. Oh, no, he got the traveling. Oh, Michael. MT, disappointing.
Okay, so we do have official ESPN Los Angeles. You know, there is copyright stuff that they got to do audio-wise. So if you're tuning in right now, Mace has got to be feeling good at where he's at. We got halftime coming up next. We'll do that. Stay right here. This is the Sliwa Show on 710 ESPN. All right, as we do for every show, 7:55, we do halftime. Show goes till 9 o'clock. Appreciate everybody that's been tuning in. Thank you to Bill Plaschke. And then we got, like I mentioned a little bit earlier, Eat Freely Nutrition. We got a nutritionist coming on at 8:30. Put our asses back in shape. Jess, Curtis, how you guys doing, fellas?
I'm excited for that nutritionist. I really want to know how I can make my diet more healthier because my diet consisted of nothing but, not healthy stuff.
Well, I'll tell you, there's probably a lot of like small things, right? Like I guarantee there's just things that we don't pay attention to. That could be helpful. And especially right now, everybody's just chilling at home. So you might as well.
You're comfortable.
Big time. Big time. And for me, it's the routine. Like, I lost the routine. So, all right, let's get halftime started. Go ahead, Jess.
All right. So, as a part of the new CBA for the NFL, we will have one more team make the playoffs, meaning one more game for us to watch as fans when the playoffs comes around. So,
which, by the way, that means the Rams under this format would have made the postseason last year. So it's obviously can be big.
Yeah, they would have made the postseason last year, and they would have faced the Packers in that first round. And for the AFC, the Steelers would have made it, and they would have faced the Chiefs in the first round. Mm-hmm. So. Mm-hmm. Along with the new TV deals for playoffs, the NFL also announced part of CBS's coverage, a separately produced telecast of one of the playoff games next year, will also air on Nickelodeon, tailored for a younger audience. Hmm. Alan, what do you think can happen with the Nickelodeon produced game? Because it's straight out of the article, it's a separately produced telecast
I like
air on Nickelodeon Taylor audience.
I'm going to say, first of all, I'm going to say this. I think that's a smart idea. Now, first, football is not exactly watching NFL football is not exactly a Nickelodeon telecast. So I don't know how they're going to do that. I don't know what the ideas are going to be.
Hey, SpongeBob did it.
They're trying to, they what? Say that again.
SpongeBob did it. They did football first.
Well, but they think did. About this. I mean, football is a hard hitting, you know, there are players that can get concussed on the football field. I don't know how they're going to do it, right? But you just think about the sport of football. That's not exactly a sport where you're trying to encourage 8, 9, 10, 11-year-olds to say, hey, why don't you go play football? And I think it's still a smart idea because they're trying to attract to a younger audience. But damn, that young, that's actually surprising, shocking. I don't know what they would do, how they would do it, how much different it would be, but it's got to be significantly different, especially because you're tuning into such a younger audience. So, Curtis, you think SpongeBob? What's going on here? You think SpongeBob?
SpongeBob did a whole episode about football, and that's their song was in the Super Bowl last year because mm-hmm. of it. So they did football first already.
Yeah.
Who owns Nickelodeon? Funny, what network owns Nickelodeon?
Viacom, I think.
Viacom. Okay. Yeah, Viacom, just CBS, yeah. All the same umbrella. But mm-hmm. yeah, I think it's going to be really interesting just because it's going to be specifically tailored for that younger audience. So, you know, what are they – I'm just – I'm super curious. Definitely going to watch it. But I would honestly, truthfully hate to be the team that winds up that's going to be playing on Nickelodeon. I mean, what if Tom Brady winds up being the one of the teams that plays on Nickelodeon?
I don't think the teams will care. I mean, what do you mean? Like, why would they care? Why would they care that they're on Nickelodeon?
They're on Nickelodeon. They're an NFL team. They're this. We've had NFL, ESPN, NBC. Now mm-hmm. all of a sudden, oh yeah, you're gonna be on Nickelodeon. I just think it's fun. It's just kind of that. It's one of those things. The third mm-hmm. world problems, you know.
I know what you mean. Like, I understand the thought process because it's the Nickelodeon network and it's built for kids. But I'm actually that raises a lot of curiosity to me. You know what I mean? And maybe they're trying to get these NFL players to market more to a younger audience and everything else. But that's actually a very out of the box idea by the NFL.
Oh, hey, sorry, lost the connection there. Yeah, am I good? You guys hear me clearly?
You're still with us?
Stop. I am still here.
Yeah, you're good.
I'm sorry.
Good.
You know
Keep
what?
Going.
This all has to do with the next story because my next story has to do with traveling to the moon. In a new study, researchers have found that a major organic compound found in human urine called urea, mm-hmm. U-R-E-A, could be useful for making concrete for lunar structures. Scientists are testing the compound to see if mixing some of the loose material from the moon's surface along with urine could create surfaces that are strong enough to withstand being built on the moon's surface.
Okay.
So my question to you, Alan, if we mm-hmm. come to a point where we get to live on the moon – would you be comfortable living in a structure or even work doing whatever it is you got to do on the moon, but having the structure that's made out of pee?
Yeah, I'm good with that. I'm good with that. I'm up in the moon, got to handle things up there. Business is booming. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. So the compound they're going to use, if I understand this correctly, is made out of urine. That's the compound.
There, it's a organic compound in urine that basically they're using to try to plasterize
an unlimited resource
to plasterize the substance. I mean,
exactly.
It is true.
Curtis, that's the way to look at it. It's an unlimited resource. That's the gold in Curtis's mind right there. It's an unlimited resource. I'm with you, Curtis.
I don't think I've ever heard those words uttered in that order before.
It's okay. Take it, man. I give you that credit. Take it. All right, let's keep going.
So moving on. Today, I was watching Get Up, and they had Kendrick Perkins on, longtime Celtics center.
Yep.
And he had an interesting story to tell. Apparently, his kids are quite fond of the video game called Fortnite. I'm not mm-hmm. I'm a big gamer, but I've never really got into that game. But it's a big battle royal. It's like one of the bigger games out today. And he had a funny story about that. So this is Kendrick Perkins on Get Up this morning.
Listen, the kids that I have, the kids that are coming up in today's world are raised different than what I was raised. I was told, boy, you better go outside. Perk, you better go outside and don't come back in the house. Today, kids, they all they do is play video games. My two sons, they're driving me crazy. I go to the store the other day, Greeny, to go get me a pint of cookies and cream ice cream before I start my diet. And guess what? My card declined. So I called the people. I called my credit card people to find out, hey, what's going on with my credit card? They tell me that I have $16,000 worth of Fortnite charges on my credit card. I went crazy. I came back to the house. I took their game out their room. I wanted to throw it in the swimming pool. I was like, listen, no more video games for the next 2 weeks. I don't care what y'all say. Forget Fortnite. And I had to spend 2 hours on the phone disputing the charge.
That's a lot of
money.
What are
you going to do? Yeah, what are you going to do? You got to spend some money sometimes. You got a video game. It's nothing. It's Kendrick Perkins. Guy made millions. He's good. Drop that check. Let your kids play video games. Can you imagine that if you're a parent? Can you just imagine that if you're a parent?
And that money,
you look at your go ahead.
That money is on cosmetic stuff. It doesn't do anything in the game anyway. It's literally just cosmetics.
So what does that mean? So explain to someone. I've never played Fortnite. So just cosmetics.
It just gives your character a different costume than what's originally in there. Like there's no benefit. Usually when you have stuff where you have to pay for in games, it gives you some benefit. You know, this is literally
there's like a perk.
So how do you tally up to get to 16K? Like, what has to happen? Like, how expensive are each
buy
one of
every
these?
single
that's a lot.
I don't much. Yeah. Cause I mean, even for, other games that I played that use the kind of system, they use maybe like $2 or $3. So the fact that they racked up 16,000, that's a lot of skins that they bought. And I'm pretty sure they wound up buying more stuff just because like That's an outrageous number.
Yeah, it's like $3-4 at a time purchases. That's what's crazy about it.
Well, don't give your kid your credit card number. Don't give them the credit card number and keep that 16K. I mean, that's insane. By the way, that just shows you that they definitely did not have too much value of money if they were spending 16K on video games. But I like how.
Well,
Perk put him out on blast too.
Oh yeah, I mean it's one of those things, you know. If you're not paying attention, you just keep playing, and you don't think that's gonna add up because something like that similar happened to me way before, you know, all the phones came with internet that you pay for. Mm-hmm. You actually had to pay to use the internet, and I remember I was on my mom's phone. I was always played this one video game on her phone that I would connect to the internet on it, but because I was a dumb little kid, I didn't think I was on the internet. I was like, no, it's okay. I'm just playing a game.
Oh, and that
I'm
phone
on the game.
Bill
I'm not
came.
Using the
yep.
Ooh, I met the chancla that day. Met the chancla pretty hard that day. But now I learned.
Deservedly
now
so.
I need to double check everything.
Deservedly so. Okay, I got a game for you guys. This is
let's go.
I'm going to have you two compete on this one. So, Curtis, get ready for this. All you guys got to do is just call out your name when you know the answer. Okay? Just call out your name. That's your buzzer. Kind of similar to what Mason and Ireland do. And this is a game. So you guys are both wrestling fans, right?
Yes, we are.
Yep.
Okay. WrestleMania is when? This weekend?
Is there?
This weekend. Two nights. Okay. Saturday and Sunday.
Okay. Saturday and Sunday. So I'm going to give one clue. And then you try and guess which wrestler I'm talking about, okay?
Ooh, all right, let's do it.
All right, here we go. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Toothpick.
Razor. Oh, Curtis.
Razor Ramon.
Go ahead, Curtis.
Razor Ramon.
Okay. It's one for Curtis right there. All right.
We both did
Jesse
the same
on
thing.
This side.
I know. We both did the same thing.
We were both
thing.
Like, hey, yo.
Okay. Reptile.
Jesse. Jake the Snake Roberts.
Okay. 1-1, fellas. 1-1. All right, here we go. Opposite of small.
Curtis.
Yep. Jesse.
Big Show.
Didn't think about him. No.
But no, Jesse. Andre the Giant.
Andre the Giant. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Curtis. You gotta.
That's fine. It's fine. I'm still undefeated against you, school.
Okay. He was on the right track, just wrong year.
Okay, is it 2-1 Jets right now? Okay, here we go. Dwayne Johnson, or I said Dwayne Johnson.
Curtis. Yeah,
I'm good. I'm good, fellas. I'm good. All right, that one's out. Ready? Ready?
Yes.
That's awesome. Okay, beer.
Chris.
Go ahead.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Okay. 2-2, fellas. Final one. You guys ready?
All right, here you go. Let's go.
How would I do this one? All right. I'm just going to say it. Ready? Flawless.
Jesse.
Go ahead.
Ric Flair.
No.
Oh.
Mr. Perfect?
Mr. Perfect.
Ah!
Mr. Perfect. All right. 3-2. All right. Good stuff. Let's keep rolling. Go ahead, Jess.
All right. Good job, Curtis.
Still undefeated. You're,
for now.
Hey, by the way. I don't know on some of those games. I don't know if that was kind of down your guys' alley or not. I know the rest.
Oh,
of the
it definitely
was. Okay. All right. We'll come up with stuff like that. Keep going. Go ahead, Jess.
All right. So, Alan, do you believe in magic?
Yes. No, I not have really, a, actually. Not really.
I have a love-hate relationship with magic, but earlier today – oh. David Blaine actually has a TV special out where he's doing a bunch of magic stuff with a bunch of celebrities. And he actually went down to the Lakers facilities at some point before all this and did a magic trick on JaVale McGee. We have the clip from that. So I just want you to hear what he's doing. And if you can't follow along or, you know, you didn't understand, I'll help you explain it after. But here's the clip from when David Blaine – Magic trick on McGee.
Try to see one inside, but don't say it. She's going to guess it. Should I do it again? Anyone, but she'll guess it. You have one?
Yeah.
You agree she doesn't know what you're thinking?
Yeah, she don't know.
Take a card out, but don't look at it. Take it out. You chose a card. He never said his card. What was your card?
Two of hearts.
The ten of hearts?
Two of hearts.
Two of hearts? Because she's holding your card.
No, queen of spades.
No, but you thought of the two of hearts.
Uh-huh.
She's holding your card. Turn it over. Look, she's holding it. Look in her hand. No, she's holding it. Look
the queen is holding it?
Yeah, look in her hand.
Oh, my God! What the?
This is why I have a love-hate relationship with magic.
But David Blaine is—he's as good as it gets. I mean, you watch some old YouTube of David Blaine. I remember one time back in the days. I think it was Blaine. Do you remember he was in the Cowboys locker room? This was years ago, and I forget which players he was doing this to. They were all going crazy. One of the best to do it. That's cool that he interacted with some of the Lakers. But keep going, Jess.
So you know, this is why I have a love-hate relationship with Magic. One. I know it's a trick. Mm-hmm. I know somehow, in some way, they're doing some kind of sleight of hand illusion kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And I absolutely hate the fact that I can never figure it out. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember I spent countless hours watching Chris Angel Mind Freak and just taunting at the TV because I hated how good he pulled it off that I could not figure out how to pull it off. And it was just annoying. But I absolutely – if someone comes to me and be like, hey, I'm going to do a magic trick for you, I'm all in. Show me. But I am going to be the maddest person ever. That's why I can't go to a magic show drunk because I'll just yell the whole time.
Because you want to know what the trick is?
Yes. I want to know how it's done.
You can't do it, buddy. They can't tell you. That's why it's magic. Okay, else we got?
No, it doesn't exist.
What else we got?
There's no such thing as magic, only illusions.
Yeah, illusions, right. Absolutely right on that one.
All right, so last one I got for you, Alan. Yesterday, for about, I don't know, the 20-something time, I finished watching Parks and Rec. Mm-hmm. And that series finale for that show is probably one of the best I have ever seen. Mm-hmm. It just wraps up and finishes all the stories in a very, you know, heartfelt way. It's believable, and you're kind of leaving – You leave after watching that episode. You just kind of there's a sense of like, they did it right.
Mm-hmm.
So, I want to ask you, what do you think, or in your opinion, is the best TV series finale that you've seen?
Best TV series finale, right off the top of my head. Can I do Breaking Bad?
Oh, you can. That's one of the go-tos, but I mean, I can see why. That's another show that just basically wrapped up everything the right way. And
yeah, I'll do Breaking Bad. Breaking Bad would be mine. And by the way, that show just in general was an amazing show, but I liked the way it ended and it kind of had everybody clinged. And now they have these, you know, Better Call Saul came out from it. I think
El Camino,
didn't you guys say didn't you guys say Jesse was going to be El Camino or something like that? That's on Pinkman.
Yeah, it's a movie that's basically it portrays what happened after the series ended.
I go with Breaking Bad. Yeah, Curtis, what do you got? You got one?
Before Jess asked the question, I was thinking Parks and Rec. But another one, a lot of people don't like this ending. Did you ever see the ending of The Sopranos? It's a very ambiguous ending where you don't know really.
I've heard a lot about that.
So, you know, and usually when it's endings like that, people don't like it. But I think the way they set it up did it really well. There's other ones that are terrible, but I think they pulled that off well.
Well, didn't everybody hate I didn't watch Game of Thrones, but didn't everybody hate Game of Thrones the way it ended?
That's the one I hated the most, definitely.
Yeah.
Oh, well, what about you, Alan? Do you have one that you hate the worst or one that you're like, what are they doing?
I'm trying to think. I mean, just trying to think back in – I don't know. I don't know if one comes to mind. I mean
– Well, one comes to mind for me. I'll tell
you
what
is it?
I think. It's a show, How I Met Your Mother.
That's what I was thinking too.
The last season is by far the most disrespectful season.
It's terrible.
TV. They drag on the last season. You know what? I don't care about the spoilers. This show's old. It's on Hulu. Go watch it. Just don't watch the last season. It drags on the last season on one day for a couple that's getting married that just winds up breaking up at the end of the show. And then the main character ends up with the wrong girl. And
I probably go Seinfeld. I got mine. Seinfeld.
Really?
A lot of people don't like the way that one ended. Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, Seinfeld is one of those shows that I could watch anytime. You know, like Seinfeld is unbelievable. Seinfeld's great. But I don't know. The ending wasn't
it
too
ended,
crazy.
It
about
did
there.
Justice for you.
Yeah.
It
didn't do the justice. With Game of Thrones, even, and How I Met Your Mother, I think the issue is they did so well telling a story up until the end that you got attached to these characters, and then they just really mishandled it. And because you got so attached to them, I think that's why people really, really dislike those endings.
That's why I dislike How I Met Your Mother. Whenever I go into a habit of rewatching that series, I just skip the last season.
Yeah,
I watch
you end it at the second to last episode because that's the better ending than the final one.
Yes, 100%. All right, Alan, that's all I got for you today.
All right, fellas, good stuff, good stuff. Let's do this. When we come back, we'll get an update on what's going on in the 2K with Mason Ireland and George Sedano. I think last we checked, Mason was Mason blown out Ireland? Actually, don't tell us. Don't tell us yet. Don't tell us yet. We come back, we'll get you the update, and then also 2K tomorrow. They're actually playing games on ESPN. Anybody going to watch it? Any interest from L.A.? We'll do that coming up next day right here. This is the Sliwa Show on 710 ESPN.
Geico gets you access to licensed agents 24/7, which means that Geico is always there for you. If only everyone was always there for you. Like your mom, when you fill out really, really important paperwork on the first day of a new job.
Name, check. Birthday, social security, is that a thing? Hey, mom, what is my social security number? Mom? Okay, let's guess. 0017. Oh, Gemini. Hashtag done.
Geico, always there for you with savings and 24/7 access to licensed agents.
All right, so quick little update here. Looks like Mason absolutely blowing out John Ireland. How about this? Who would have thought? 39-20. Magic and LeBron just not making it happen. Looks like the big man. You look at Shaq Duncan. I'm watching as we go here. 41-20. Mason probably sitting at home right now. Biggest smile on his face. I can only imagine. I can only imagine Mason's excitement. Okay, we'll go till 9 o'clock. I mentioned 8:30. Got a nutritionist coming on. Eat Freely Nutrition on Instagram. You can follow him. it's kind of funny. It's comical. I'm sitting in a position right now, and I kind of say this joking around, but in all serious at the same time, man, my routine has been thrown off, as has everybody's. So you want to get – can't stop Shaq right now. I got the game on in the background. You just can't stop Shaq. Shaq's got 14. you get out of your routine. You're not going to the gym. You're not going into work. So everything changes, you know. So I know for myself that just to get some nutritional tips, I think we could all use some nutritional tips right now. So tomorrow, here's what ESPN is doing. So they're doing this 2K20. They got 16 players, and we've been talking a little bit about it. I've mentioned it a couple different times that this tournament's going to start tomorrow, which is why ESPN LA is doing a tournament right now as well, simulation game, by the way. So you're going to have some of these players. You're going to have the KDs of the world. That's a part of it. You're going to have Zach LaVine, Donovan Mitchell. Just thinking of players off the top of my head. Montrezl Harrell will be in it. Patrick Beverley, DeMarcus Cousins. So I'm down to see what this is all about. I am. There's actually a curiosity. Believe it or not, NASCAR did this. And they had NASCAR drivers competing in an iRacing event. That's what I guess what they call this. This is the term that they use. So in this event that they're referring to, or that NASCAR did, it had 903,000 viewers. Most watched esports event in U.S. history. That's crazy to me. I mean, that is absolutely crazy to me that they had that many people that tuned in. But I think, you know, what it kind of shows as well is maybe there is some opportunity here. Maybe there is an appetite for this simply because there's no sports right now. I'm curious about tomorrow. I will say this. First of all, they should have got a Laker player. I wish they got a Laker player. I mean, out of all the franchises out there, couldn't you grab an Alex Caruso? I mean, I think people would have watched if Caruso was playing. Couldn't you get Dwight? Couldn't you? I mean, even if it's not going to be AD or LeBron, couldn't you get one of these other players to be a part of this tournament? You don't want the most popular franchise in all of basketball to be represented for this tournament. So I wish they got a Laker to do it. But this is – I have curiosity. I have – yes.
Before you go on, I have to stop you there because I see where you're going.
Middle of a point, Curtis. Right in the middle of a point here.
We are literally
in the middle of a point. Go ahead, Curtis.
Pulling him live. It's Jesse, yeah, not
go
me.
Ahead, buddy. I know. Go ahead.
I know how to control the board from here. That's something you don't know. I understand where you're coming from.
This better be good, by the way. This better be good.
Oh, no. It's going to be good if you just let me get to the point.
Yeah, go ahead.
Anyways. No Lakers are going to be on that team because they're getting ready for when the season comes back, Allen. Let's get that straight. We don't need any Lakers
That's what we got interrupted for.
Lakers are going to win the chip. Yes, that's important. It's important to pinpoint on that fact.
Okay. Thank you, Jess. Thank you, man. You're welcome. I appreciate that. Appreciate that contribution there. I don't think that part's an issue because everybody's going to be at home anyways. But you want to have – can we have a player represented by the Los Angeles Lakers? But put that to the side for a second. So I kind of have some curiosity here. Here's my curiosity. What if this works for the NBA? What if this is something that they could do in the offseason? What if this is something that they could do the moment players are eliminated or certain teams that don't make the postseason? They got almost a million viewers for doing this in NASCAR, but this is what's going to attract, I think, consumers. They're definitely going to be mic'd up. We already know that. Get as many stars as you can to represent these teams. So KD is a star. It doesn't get any bigger than that. Donovan Mitchell is a star. Devin Booker, a fantastic player. So at least you got like big representation from some of these names. But at the same time, I think what's as equally as important is you want these guys to be talking trash. You want their personalities to come out. You want them to kind of be their own character while they're playing the game. You want it to be as if they're hanging out at home, which they're going to be hanging out at home, but you want it to be as if there's no cameras, there's no mics on. You want them to kind of shine in that light. That's the part that I'm curious about. If it's just dry and it's just these two guys playing, I don't think anybody's really going to pay that much attention. We know there's much more, many more people that are more interested from the NBA perspective than they are from NASCAR. I'm assuming it is. Maybe I should look at numbers for NASCAR, but I don't think NASCAR is going to be competing with the NBA. So I think there's kind of opportunity there. So this first day, 2 days, whatever the case is, there'll be some curiosity. But I think if you don't capture people right away, then maybe you lose them. I will say what's kind of random is as I'm sitting here, and I keep going back checking on ESPN Los Angeles because I'm curious of this simulation game that there's kind of some interest. Like it is kind of interesting that this game is going on and it's all these Laker greats. But what would make it that much better is if the individuals were actually playing. All right, quick update here. Mason now up 57-28. Jamal Wilkes bringing up the ball. Get him a screen. Somebody give him a screen. Ori's got it now. I think that's Ori. Nick the Quick, top of the key, screen from AC Green. They told me to do play-by-play for it. Ireland's the play-by-play guy. I'm not the play-by-play guy. Okay, so that's what's going on tomorrow, and we'll see how this all kind of plays out for NBA 2K. And you know whoever wins this tournament between Mason, Ireland, Sedano are going to brag tomorrow like they actually won the championship, and I would be doing the same thing if I was them. Okay, we got Anna Christina Jerzik, who is the nutrition counseling, does nutrition counseling for Eat Freely Nutrition. She's coming up next. I got kind of a laundry list of questions for her. What should we be eating? How much should we be exercising? Should we count our calories? What's smart to eat? What's not smart to eat? What happens in the morning? When should I stop eating at night? I mean, trust me, I got literally a laundry list of questions. So she's coming up next. But before we go to break, I just want a quick reminder. 710 ESPN wants to spotlight, give a shout out to high school and college seniors for their achievements in academics and athletics. What we got here? Hey. What we got here? Yeah.
That's Steve from Venice.
Oh, Mace. Mace, hey, welcome. Mace, I'm doing a read, man.
Oh, that's all right, man. This is important. This is breaking news.
By the way, congratulations. We appreciate you.
The final score, 59-30.
Mace, just real quick, when you were putting together your team, just maybe you can kind of walk us through. I know you did a lot of research and preparation for this. What was going through your head?
What was going through my head is get size. Get size was my strategy. That's why I went Shaq and Wilt. I have Shaq and Wilt. Shaq had a monster game. Nobody can stop Shaquille O'Neal in this game. He is unreal. He went for 30-plus in this game. Now, we're about to tip off. It's Sedano versus me. So I won 59-30. Ireland beats Sedano. And I've got a chance to go 2-0 with a win over Sedano in this thing. And I don't think anybody's beating me. Tell you what, Logo can play. Tell you what, Shaq is unstoppable.
Mace, one more question here. Who do you give more credit to, Shaq and Jerry West or yourself?
You know, I only put players in position to win. They actually have to do the winning. So, no, they deserve all of the credit, although tomorrow I will take all of it.
What? How much are you going to talk about this with Ireland tomorrow, and how long is he going to have to hear about this?
I would say we're going to talk about it mostly. Mostly the whole show.
That's great stuff, Mace. Well, I didn't know we were going to be able to get you following the game, so we appreciate you taking some time for a little post game coverage.
All right, absolutely. Appreciate it. Big fan of the show.
All right, Mace. That's Steve Mace. All right, let me finish this read here. 710 wants to spotlight and give a shout out to high school and college seniors for their achievements in academics and athletics. You can nominate a classmate, friend, or yourself. Here's how you can do it. Email us. Email the station. Email address is ESPNLAMarketing@ESPN.com and provide first and last name, city, school, and sport. Or post a short video of yourself or classmate on Twitter and Instagram using the hashtag 710 senior shoutout. Each of our shows will highlight one of these seniors each day next week. Be sure to listen. Hear your senior on 710 ESPN. Stay right here. We got a nutritionist coming up next. She's going to clean up our lives, all right? All of us that are a mess right now, she's going to help us. This is the Sliwa Show on 710 ESPN. All right, welcome back to the Sliwa Show. So I've said this a few times. I've talked about, as we're all quarantined, we're following the rules here. We're all stuck at home. I'm doing the show from my home. And I know a lot of people who are tuning in, or even if you're out on the roads, we're spending a lot more time at home than we ever have in our life. Gyms are closed. We are not maybe doing some of those routines that we're accustomed to. So I have decided to bring on Anna Christina Jurczyk, who's a nutrition counseling, does nutrition counseling for Eat Freely Nutrition. Anna, I appreciate you hopping on the show. And I know this is a little different here. We're mixing in nutrition. We're mixing in nutrition with a sports radio show, but I appreciate you taking some time and hopping on the show.
Yeah, of course. I'm excited.
Okay, so we need your help, Anna. We need your help.
Okay.
I'm sure there's a lot of listeners out there, like myself, that is stuck at home. We're trying to do the right thing. And, you know, routines obviously change. And I know for me, I'm definitely maybe falling into patterns that I wouldn't if I was on a maybe a little bit better of a routine. I just want to get your thoughts. What's some of the advice that you're giving out right now for those that maybe want to just be smarter with their nutrition, smarter about being outside and doing the right things? What's some advice that you would give to listeners?
Well, I know this one's a tricky one, but I think setting some sort of schedule for your eating, right? Like most of us, when we're in our normal day-to-day, not our current life, right? We have like a typical breakfast time, a typical lunch time, and a typical dinner. And then what's happening now and what I'm hearing from all of my clients, right, is they're like, I'm just staring at the fridge all day. So, you know, all the schedules go out the window and you might find yourself like grazing all day, right? Or just like snacking when you're not hungry or, you know, does that sound familiar?
I would never do that. I would never do that. No, but that's, Anna, that's, it's a great point. Like there are 100% times I'm not hungry, but I'm right here, you know? So it's like, oh, well, let me just open up the cupboard and see what's in there. And I'm sure a lot of people
do that. Yeah, so I would say as best as you can, trying to set some sort of schedule, like sticking to your old schedule of eating, if possible, right? And also, I think another thing that's coming up right now a lot is a lot of emotional eating, right? Our emotions are high, there's anxiety and, you know, a lot of different mental things going on. So, and that definitely can translate to our food, right? So whether that's like stress eating or overeating. So this might sound so simple, but a lot of us don't do it, is if you do find yourself like mindlessly opening up the fridge or, you know, just checking out the pantry randomly, but like trying to take that moment of pause and just saying like, like, why am I about to grab this snack or grab this drink, right? Am I really hungry or is this coming from boredom? Is this coming from anxiety? So I think even just that moment of checking in with yourself can just kind of help, get you more in tune and kind of prevent some of those unhealthy habits that we can get into.
Okay, we are talking to Anna Christina Jurczyk, does nutrition counseling for Eat Freely Nutrition. By the way, go to the website, eatfreelynutrition.com. And Anna, what's your Twitter or Instagram?
Our Twitter, this is embarrassing. I don't know if we have a Twitter. We're more active on Instagram, which would be just at Eat Freely Nutrition. So you can definitely check us out there. We're posting pretty frequently.
All right, that's perfect. And our goal here is, as we're all kind of sitting at home, if we can get some good nutrition tips, I think it's a good idea. And so far, you've offered some great tips. Okay, so this is a question I've always had. So is it smart to be counting calories? I never really like fully understand what a strategy is. Is that all based upon if you're trying to lose weight? Like I think for listeners, the most important thing right now is just trying to be healthy, right? Like maybe even maintain where you were prior. Or if there's different goals in mind, maybe we could achieve those. But is it smart to count calories? Is it not? Is it almost you treat it like a bank account? It's like your it's kind of like an expense account that you have. All right, I'm putting this much expense in what I'm doing for the day. Is counting calories a good thing or not?
No.
No. Okay.
And that's not to say, you know, that's a short answer to a pretty long topic. We could chat about that forever, but to kind of summarize it, it's not that calories aren't important, right? Like they do matter in like a big picture, but at the end of the day, what matters more is where those calories are coming from. So for example, you and I could both be eating 1800 calories a day, right? But let's say I choose to get all of those calories from junk food and candy and donuts, right? Whereas for you are getting all of those foods from a whole foods diet, right? Mm-hmm. So even if we're eating the same amount of calories, it's going to look very different. And like weight is going to be very different and health inside. So I would say over counting calories, if you want to count anything, this might sound super dietitian-y of me, but count like how many vegetables you're having a day. Count how many cups of water you're having a day, right? And focus instead on the quality of your food versus the calories.
I'm taking notes right here. This is no joke right now. I hope people are pulling over right now and taking notes with me. This is one thing that I struggle with, and I'm sure there's a lot of people. Typically, maybe it's even in the sports industry, it's common for sports fans that are around. They know that some of these games end at 10 o'clock, 10:30. For me personally, I'm working a lot of the games, so I don't get home till late at night. I eat too late, and I've always eaten too late. What's your advice? Like, when should you stop eating? Let's put it that way. And why is it so not beneficial? And if you are going to eat late because you're hungry, what should you focus on? Any advice you can give on that front?
Yeah, you're asking some good questions because they're kind of broad. And, again, it kind of depends. For example, with your schedule, right, for me to tell you, stop eating at 7 o'clock, that's not realistic or healthy, right? Because you're going to be starving by the time you get home at midnight or whatever, So I think it depends on each person's schedule. But what I do encourage is that there's at least an 8 to 12 hour period of no eating in your day. So that doesn't mean during the day, I mean at night, but that looks different for everyone, right? So if you're going to bed at 10 p.m., right, trying to make sure that you have at least 8 hours of no food. I mean, our digestive system needs a break, too. So I guess I'm not going to give an exact time because, again, it just depends. But whatever your life looks like and your routine, trying to give at least, 8 to 12 hours of pause for your digestion.
Okay, and does that mean, so with that in mind, are there certain foods – is there a suggestion of make sure at least if you are going to eat late because you are coming home late or you're watching a game or something along those lines, just make sure you're eating light, make sure you're eating this type of food. Maybe that's more of what you feel is good for the digestive system and everything else. So your body is using it rather than storing it. If I make any sense on that, on that part.
Yes. You do. So I would say on that front, what would you eat at late at night? It would be trying to avoid what we call our simple carbs. So simple carbs would be our straight sugar, white flour products, all that junky, yummy stuff, pretty much. Right. So aiming for more of a complex carb, so that's a carb that has some fiber, so that could be a piece of fruit, that could be vegetables. I mean, you might not want to be munching on celery and hummus late at night, that's okay. Maybe that's an apple. And one thing we teach at Eat Freely is that you never want to eat a carb alone. And that's due to insulin and blood sugar and all this sciencey stuff, but essentially it's keeping your energy level stable overnight, your sugar level stable overnight, and trying to control your weight as well. So to sum that up, having a carb, a complex carb, so something with fiber, and then pairing it with a protein or a fat is key. So you never would want to eat, for example, that apple alone. We'd want to pair it with a protein or fat. So that could be some peanut butter that you throw on that apple. Or, I don't know, what's a snack you like?
I'm with you on that. I can eat all that stuff. The problem is it's sometimes just whatever's there, right? You're just coming and you're hungry, so you're like, let's just eat. I don't care what it is. Or you sit in front of the TV and you're not paying attention to how much you eat. But I got to be honest, totally. This is great advice that I think, a lot of people probably can relate with more now than ever, just simply because we're spending so much time at the house. Anna, here's what we should do. Here's what we should do.
Okay.
By the way, eatfreelynutrition.com. You can go to their website or on Instagram. If you have some tips, suggestions, maybe even some kind of a challenge, email me and I'll try and execute it. And then I'll share it with listeners. And maybe through this time where we're all spending so much time at home, we could be more health conscious about it. And it could be beneficial. So why don't you and I do that? And then in a couple weeks from now, you and I can reconnect.
Okay, awesome.
All right, does that sound good?
Sounds good. Do you want me to tell you a challenge now, or should we do it later?
Give me a challenge
Talk
now.
Talk about it later.
Let's hear the challenge
Okay.
now. Yeah.
So this is a tricky one, so tell me what you think. But I challenge you to avoid any added sugars for 2 weeks.
Any added sugars for 2 weeks.
Yeah. So added sugars would be, even healthier ones like honey or maple syrup, but also all the stuff that's in our packaged products, right? Like cane sugar, anything ending in ose, like sucrose, fructose, right? So just trying to avoid any added sugars for 2 weeks, and I want you to let me know how you feel after.
I'm in.
Okay, cool.
I'm in. Listen, I appreciate you hopping on. So we're going to connect in a little bit, you and I. A couple weeks. My challenge is no added sugars for 2 weeks. I appreciate you giving this insight. I think there's a lot of listeners that can definitely use this at a time like right now. So greatly appreciate you doing that. All right, Anna?
All right. Thank you.
Let's just say that. No added sugars for 2 weeks, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to give this thing a shot. Mason, so unbelievable, just the position that he's in right now, so humble in his victories, and he's leading right now as well. We're going to get more into this NBA 2K game. Look at Mason, just taking down half of the staff. Stay right here. This is the Sliwa Show on 710 ESPN. All right, guys. You know what that means. That means Steve Mason is somewhere. Mason is somewhere. Mason, you here?
Yes, I am, Alan.
Hey, I'm so sorry that I just kind of interrupting you right in the middle of a game, but it's 30-19. Just your quick thoughts on how the second half is going so far.
You know, I'm really happy with the way this team is playing. This team defense is unbelievable. That's what we talked about at halftime was defense. This is a team that needs to lock people up. You've got Wilt, you've got Shaq. You obviously are going to protect that rim, and they're absolutely doing that. Shaquille O'Neal is absolutely unstoppable tonight, Alan. We're now up 32-19. The way this, I'll have to get off here in a second because I'm getting ready for what will be a championship game, a rematch against John Ireland. And I don't want to put this in the bag quite yet, but I feel really good about where we are.
Mesa, the odds makers has you way above in that championship game. Just real quick, your thoughts, your competition. Do you feel like they're just on a different level?
I think we're playing right now at a different level, but we are not going to underestimate a team that has LeBron James. We're not going to underestimate that team. Magic Johnson, LeBron James, that's a formidable combination. But I feel really good with where we are right now. As long as we continue to play good team defense, I feel like we're a team that can win the championship.
Okay, we know you got the rest of the third quarter and the fourth quarter to go, Coach, so we're going to let you get back to it. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, Sliwa.
Steve Mason, everybody. Steve Mason, arguably, we talk about great GMs, right? And Jerry West comes to mind. Some of these executives that have won multiple championships, Pat Riley, what he's done in Miami. Mason, what he's been able to do tonight is nothing short of amazing. And the fact that, I don't know Mason personally. I just know him through others. So I have some people that know some people. And for him to hop on in the middle of his game, it's a special moment for the Sliwa Show. I just want to throw that out there. A very special moment. By the way, what a great idea this thing is. I think this is getting some love. I'm watching it on Twitch right now, and it's got, again, some good love. You got the big men just dominating. Who's saying, what is everybody saying that this is a, the game is different, right? Ireland drafted because he wanted the game to be spread out and open. It's the big men that are dominating. I didn't think Mace was going to win. Let me just also throw that out there. I didn't think Mace was going to win at all. For those who don't know what I'm talking about, Mason, Ireland, and Sedan are in this tournament on Twitch and on Twitter. So that's what's going on right now. Did you guys see the story a little bit earlier today? LaMelo Ball and his manager buying the Australian NBL team that he played on. He played for the Hawks, in Australia, and him and his manager buying the team. I read the story. I think the team was kind of struggling financially, so they saw it as an opportunity. Plus, LaMelo Ball only spoke as positive as you can possibly speak when it comes to his experience in Australia. Look, I don't know anything about this league. I really don't. But I love the concept of LaMelo Ball buying a team. I love the concept that, you know, as young as he is, and again, I don't know what the finances are to it. I don't know if it makes money, it loses money. I don't know any of that. But it kind of makes me feel like I respect the idea of really what the I guess you could say the Ball family has created, you know, and some people might disagree with me just because LaMelo Ball, or they disagree with me, because of LaVar Ball, but I like that it's different. You know what I mean? It's different what they've created. Like, they've created an entity, whether there's basketball there or there's not. There's going to be a lot of basketball for Lonzo Ball for a while. And if you guys have listened to me over the last couple of years, I like his style of basketball. Of course, there's things he's got to improve on, but I like that style of basketball from Lonzo Ball. Everybody thinks LaMelo Ball will actually be better than Lonzo, so we'll see what happens. But the family has – they're very well known. What was that? Facebook – they had their show on Facebook, which was very popular. I'm not saying Triple B was a obviously a big time brand or anything like that. It definitely wasn't, but
never lost
their ideas. Think about this, Curtis, their ideas of just doing something different, you know, like you don't see this from that young of athletes, and they're paving their own path. So it's different. It's unique. I like the idea of LaMelo Ball buying out this team, and who knows what he does with it. And I think the Ball family have created, it's kind of like a boss mentality, right? We're going to do everything we can to try and own what we have rather than everybody else owns things and they're just cutting us a check. It's different. And again, like I respect that mindset. I don't know if it's going to be successful. I don't know if it's going to be big time or if it's not. And just that's in general with some of the business ventures that they've been through. But I like the fact that they're thinking out of the box and it's not just the exact same thing all around. That's LaMelo Ball. By the way, I haven't really seen much of LaMelo Ball, so I have no idea. But he's supposed to be – I mean, it sounds like everybody has him top three in the draft. And we'll see when the draft even becomes. You know, that's usually – right towards the end of June. It's after the NBA Finals, and that's probably going to get pushed back. We'll see how long that gets pushed back for. But that just kind of concept right there is it's an interesting concept to me. All right, fellas, what do you guys think here? No added sugars for 2 weeks. So that is, like she said, honey, maple syrup, any fructose. I don't even know what any of this means. I'm going to need a list to follow, but you guys in, or am I on my own on this one?
Yeah, I'm good. It's all you, man.
I mean, come on, Curtis. Wait, real quick, Curtis. Come on, let's try.
Do you understand when she said no added sugar? Anything that ends with O's, that's anything that's semi-sweet at all has something that ends with an O's.
Like Whole Foods, right? Like
she means basically, no sugar.
Yeah, but no sugar. That doesn't mean you can't have fruit. Fruit's got a ton of sugar. She's saying want you to go out and have a donut. You know what I mean?
Like, oh, no. It's much more than a donut. It's anything that already has sugar that they add on. So any, like, juice
that's right. Yep.
Straight from the actual fruit, that's added sugar. You can't have that.
Mm-hmm.
Any chocolate, of course, because that has the added sugar with everything because it's chocolate.
Even if it's the for the added sugars, even if it's – like you say, chocolate, even if it's those that are as pure chocolate form as possible. Like, I like dark chocolate. I don't have a problem with that.
Oh, then you're fine. But you have to get, like, that 70% cocoa dark chocolate.
Jess, like, you want to try this?
I don't know, man. My fridge ain't ready for that kind of diet. I mean, I will do my best to do it.
Okay,
but
look, let's say this. How about by Monday? Just figure out if you guys want to try it. Let's do our research. Let's kind of figure out, because I don't even know what I'm getting myself into.
Just so you know.
Yeah, clearly
fruit,
you did not.
Fruit has 55% fructose and table sugar in it. So that's an O's. So even fruit, have fun with that, buddy.
So she's saying, nah, that can't be right. She can't be saying
hey,
don't
man,
have.
The internet doesn't lie.
All right, I'm going to have to email her. She's going to have to give me some details. Fellas.
Yeah. Maybe she can provide like a plan or some recipes. That I'll be all for that.
Okay, we'll get some more details on that. Good show today, fellas. Appreciate it. We'll get back at it tomorrow. Don't forget, tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., Keyshawn, Travis, and LZ, Steve Mason. How about Steve Mason and his general manager genius? Appreciate you guys listening to the show. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Have a great rest of your night.